Well, a former prisoner says that being deprived of fresh air for 24 hours felt more suffocating than being in jail. A report from the Office of the Inspectorate shows that prisoners in three Auckland prison units weren't able to leave their cells every day for many months. Lionel Roussier was sentenced to 19 months for drug supply and got released in January. He joins us now. Kia ora, good morning, Lionel.
Good morning.
What was your experience? How long did you go without leaving your cell?
Well, I had a couple of days that I experienced this 23 lockdown and 1 hour out.
Okay, so I beg your pardon, carry on.
So there's two sections for people that have been sentenced and the people that are on remand. So on the morning, people that are being sentenced, they'll have their 1 hour out, and then in the afternoon, we'll get remand. People will get their 1 hour out after lunch. So what happened is that when there's a fight in the morning, so everything else gets totally locked down. That means there's no hour out for us, the prisoners in the afternoon. So just that 1 hour, it really helps. But if that 1 hour has been taken away, it's really stressful. And
Tell us more about how you felt or how it feels to not have that time out of the cell.
I can say it's the worst moment of my life. Like, I've never experienced that kind of stress. It's just stressful. All I need to do is just to sleep. So we just have to do a little bit of exercise just to tire us out. In that case, we'll be easy to fall asleep. So, but if not, you're just looking forward for the next day. So we don't know what's going to happen the day after. Either there's another fight or not. So it's very stressful. Having that 1 hour taken out of us.
And did you find, in terms of the mood of the prisoners and the vibe in the prison after that would happen, how would that change if you'd been locked up for that long?
For me, because I'm over 40 years of age, mainly the young ones, the young boys, they're mainly stressed out and anxious. They have all sort of really negative vibe in there. So when they come out, that's why there's always fights. You can't just start easy just like that. You know, there's no friendly environment, you know. So one little mistake, even just an eye contact, it can be a trigger as well. If you just look at someone that very stressful, he'll just say that you're looking at him for something, so it can actually spark up a little fight, like an argument, and then it leads to something else.
Would you be told why the time out of your cell had been cut? What reasons would they give?
One of the reasons is that their lack of staff, and the common reason that that's because there's a fight, so there's a total lockdown on this wing. Sometimes if it doesn't happen on the wing that we were at, it'll happen on another wing. So the staff from one wing, it'll get pulled out from one wing to that wing that where there's a fight.
And yet you say if you were locked up, then it would make fights happen more often. And so then I guess more lockdowns. It would just be a cycle.
Yes. So it's just a cycle. But I was fortunate that I didn't last that long. I only had 8 weeks. I can remember, before they shipped me out of Mount Eden. So in that 8 weeks, I experienced a couple of, 2 days in 1 week. It'll happen one day and another next week. And it happened like that. But some of the boys, they experienced it for months, because they've been there for 3-4 months for their sentencing, and it really hit them, eh? It really hit them bad.
Hey, appreciate your time and thank you for sharing your story with us. That was Lionel Roussier, who was sentenced for 19 months for drug supply. He was in prison and at times locked up without being allowed out of his cell for the hour, getting the hour break.